To cleaner. Don't wait. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Stop it.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 15th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people. Learn more today at yougotpeople.com.
KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by McDonald's. For a limited time, four-piece chicken McNuggets are just a buck. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Carrie Kasem on 97.1, the FM talk station.
I've got you.
That's right, this is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. He is the guru of liposuction, so according to Entertainment Tonight. You may have seen him on the Discovery Channel, The Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, the BBC, Channel 2 News, Fox Good Day LA, VH1, Inside Edition, Extra. I decided to read a couple extra today.
Well, guru sounds so exotic, doesn't it?
Well, that's what you are. Really are.
Kind of catchy.
People, you've been doing this for 14 years. People from all walks of life, including A-list celebrities, go to you because you are the best at what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I convinced you and begged you to do this show.
So you seem very energetic today, I noticed, when you walked
really?
In.
Yeah. Do I?
Yeah. You were a little tired last week, but today you really seem very spunky.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. You slept well last night.
I really did, unlike you.
Right. I told you.
Yes.
I went to the ER last night.
Oh,
I went to a birthday party for my parents' very close friend at the Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica. And my parents, who are 88 and 84, dance very well. And
they do
dance actually professionally.
Right.
But my mom's balance has not been the best the last couple of years. So they went, she wanted to dance though. They got on the dance floor and were dancing very nicely. And then my dad took one big stride forward and my mom went backwards and hit the floor with her head first. Pretty hard. Her head literally bounced off the floor.
Yeah.
So of course I ran up and she was, thank God, feeling quite good.
Okay.
But then obviously there's concern about what's called a subdural hematoma.
Sure.
So people can feel fine for many hours and be no symptoms whatsoever, and they slowly can bleed under the bone.
And the swelling of the brain.
And swelling can cause problems. So I said, that's it. You've got to have a CAT scan done. And she says, no, I'm fine. I said, no choice. You've got to get a CAT scan
done.
So we went to UCLA emergency room, got there about 11:30, and I was there until about 4 in the morning. And they were there, unfortunately, till 7 o'clock in the morning. And so I had very little sleep last night. And my little baby girl at 6:30 in the morning woke me up. So I'm on about 2.5 hours sleep.
But she's okay. Your mom's okay, which is great.
She's okay, thank God.
Good news. Yes.
So let me jump in now. Carrie briefly introduced me. Once again, I think most of you listening have never heard the show before. So I'll summarize who I am. I'm in practice in Beverly Hills. I specialize in liposuction surgery. I began this show to really help educate and clarify and demystify this whole area of liposuction, but all these other technologies, as I call them, that have entered into the marketplace, which makes things very confusing for the patient. And I actually will go so far as to say I think that much of the marketing that's out there is deceitful. So that's primarily the focus of the show, to educate. I really enjoy getting callers and answering questions, and we'll take a bunch of callers today. But my approach to this procedure, as those of you who have heard the show know, I really feel this procedure is a much better procedure, liposuction under local anesthesia, not general anesthesia. Definitely a much safer procedure that's been well supported by studies.
And liposuction is the only cosmetic surgery that you do.
That is true. I think that's a trend nowadays to find somebody who really focuses on one procedure. I think it's very difficult to be a jack of all trades, to be a person who's good at noses, who's good at breasts, who's good at liposuction, who's good at facelifts. So,
but you find those people that are doing that and they say, oh yeah, we'll throw in a little liposuction for you here and there. You know, oh, we'll give you your nose done. We'll get your breasts done. And oh yeah, you know, you've got some hips. We'll throw in a little liposuction.
Right. Well, that's right. And unfortunately, lipo, I think, is not given the degree of importance that it should be. It's actually probably one of the hardest procedures to nail and get right the first time. And that's why it has, you know, almost 25% revision rate nationally of and that's more than almost any cosmetic surgery. So, you know, in the evaluation, like I've said, the doctor really needs to look at your entire body and take into account proper balancing and proportion. And many times it does not go on. And a person, let's say, getting their nose done or getting their breast done says, oh, by the way, doctor, I have some fat in my stomach that I've gotten recently. I put on some weight. And he says, oh, we'll just do some liposuction and suck the fat out. And then what he does, if he doesn't pay attention to are they out of proportion or not, throws them out of proportion permanently, and then they gain weight in strange ways.
Yes.
So that again, is one of my philosophies. Pay attention to balance and proportion. Get the surgery right the first time. But again, under local anesthesia, much faster recovery. And this whole aspect of positioning is such a crucial factor to getting the best results with things.
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron concerning liposuction, any question at all, even if you're afraid to do it, you don't want to do it, you don't think it's right, give us a call. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. So what's on the agenda today?
Well, the agenda today is, you know, today we did not pull any, I didn't at least, any what I call deceitful ads.
Offensive ads.
Offensive deceitful ads.
I have some.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Okay, but today the agenda, which I keep trying to get to every week, and we get wrapped up in other things, is basically two things. I'm going to start with talking about the myths with regard to liposuction, and I'm going to talk about what I think are the top five myths or misunderstandings with regard to liposuction. And with regard to callers, you know, we'll take all callers, but you know, I'd like to hear what are your misunderstandings about liposuction, about this procedure? What's confusing to you? And then we're going to talk about what I call the top five mistakes that are commonly made with removal of fat or liposuction. And we're going to break into different areas, and it's going to talk about why liposuction has the highest revision rate, like I said, about 1 in 4, and why mine is 1 in 1,000. Why do I get it right so many times? And I hope I sounded, what do you say, sincere and humble as I said that. Maybe not. Okay, so with regard to the myths of liposuction, let's start with myth number one. Liposuction is dangerous. Well, liposuction can be dangerous. You know, liposuction is a surgery. It's definitely not to be taken lightly. And there have been a lot of problems with liposuction over the many years it's been done. I think it's actually probably one of the leading cosmetic surgeries that we hear about when people have died. And this kind of speaks to a study that was done many years ago, looking at the mortality rate with liposuction under general anesthesia. And it was about 1 in 5,000, actually a little bit less. And it was a well-done study in over 500,000 patients. And that was a very high death rate for a cosmetic procedure. I mean, general anesthesia itself has about a 1 in 80,000 mortality rate, but lipo in general specifically has a very high mortality rate. And the reason is that lipo is a big setup under general anesthesia for clot formation called DVTs, right, causing pulmonary emboli in the lungs. So under local anesthesia, which is the way I perform this procedure, it essentially is completely safe. There's never been a death under local anesthesia when done properly and you adhere to safe guidelines. So really this thing about liposuction being dangerous is partially a myth.
But you've also heard, too, a lot of deaths about liposuction after they've had all this cosmetic surgery, not just the lipo. They've had so much on top of so much. But a couple of the high-profile ones, they found that they had drugs in their system. So it was on top of everything else, and then you had the liposuction and kind of put it over the edge.
You're getting very good at this.
Yes.
That's true. You're starting to really understand the important things. So what Kerry is saying is that, you know, not only is lipo under general have increased danger, but when you combine liposuction with other procedures, such as breast surgery or facelifts, and you increase the operating room time under general anesthesia, the risks significantly go up. And this is why I really do not like to combine lipo with other procedures. Paul Nassif is my partner, and Dr. Nassif does a lot of facial plastic surgery, and there are many times when we have patients who want to get facial surgery done and get liposuction done. And we almost always try to break it into two procedures, primarily for safety and also because under local, I can get proper positioning. Once in a while, I will agree to do a case under stronger sedation, IV sedation or a twilight sedation, or even under general anesthesia if it's a small area and I feel it's safe to do and it's a shorter procedure and the operating room time is not too long. And also, those areas are not affected by patient positioning. So let's move on to myth number two. Okay. The fat comes back. Another very common myth. It really does not come back, the fat. Whatever percentage of fat is removed from an area, you are permanently removing tissue, that area will store that much less fat. It's just that simple. So if I'm doing an area and I'm removing 90% of the fat in that area, 90% of the tissue, the fat cells, that area is going to store a lot less fat, probably 90% less fat. Now, if fat comes back in the area, then it really wasn't either done aggressively enough or properly enough or completely enough, or sometimes other factors are entering into it, such as people losing muscle tone and the muscle and skin getting looser. And many times, like I've said before, people confuse fat with flab, and fat is fat, and flab is loose stuff. And in that loose stuff, you're grabbing, there's many times muscle and skin and also fat. So the fat really does not come back. That's another myth. Okay, myth number three, what do I have here? Lipo is for fat people. One should just diet and exercise. Well, I think people are starting to understand that lipo is not just for fat people. And I coined a term about 10 years ago that's now getting a little more common to use, mini liposuction. And I did that specifically to get people to understand that you don't have to be fat to get liposuction. Actually, some of the best candidates for lipo are people who are not really fat, who are more just disproportionate, because in those people, I am really doing the majority of the improvement. They're pretty much doing what they're doing their job. They're normal weight, they're in decent muscle tone. I am then taking their disproportion and making them balanced and proportionate.
Well, like me, and I'm a thin girl. I've never been very heavy, and I had these, I had certain places in my body, like my mother had it, my sister had it, and we're just disproportionate. And I know when you fix them, it put me right into proportion. I felt so out of shape, and even though I was running, and even though I was, doing weights, I'm like, this area won't go away. I would have to starve myself and become excruciatingly thin to have these areas look good. And I didn't want to do that, and I'm not going to starve myself.
Right.
So you put me into proportion, and I'm a thin girl,
right.
But you've also put people that are overweight and that are heavy back in proportion, so they feel good about their bodies.
You're starting to read my mind.
I am.
So yeah. So again, what Carrie's saying is that let me be succinct.
Yes.
Liposuction really has nothing to do with how heavy you are.
Very true.
It's you can be. I do people who are obese, who are quite overweight, who are normal weight, and who are underweight.
Yeah.
It's all about balancing and proportion, and especially when you take somebody who is overweight, and this kind of will lead into the next point, myth number four. When I do somebody who's overweight, I very much pay attention to the fact that they are overweight, and I am then trying to identify their most disproportionate areas and bringing them down so that, again, it balances them out and gives them a very big head start on losing weight. Because
right.
Many times they're frustrated because they can't lose those areas that are most disproportionate. They're just storing fat out of proportion. So by reducing those areas, they feel so much better about things, because those areas are the first areas to get fat and the last areas to ever come off. So again, lipo has nothing to do with being overweight. It's completely a proportion thing as far as I'm concerned.
If you have any questions at all concerning anything that you're hearing with liposuction, give us a call. 888-520-9710. We are live today. 888. What?
Yeah,
we're live.
What is the number? 888-520-9710.
Just like the station. 971.
You know, somebody asked me that last week. A patient of mine, she wanted to call in for something.
She called Elizabeth. She's like, I really want to get on the show. I really want to, tell everybody what, he's done for me. And so I gave her this number. So
yeah, good. Yeah, she actually asked me last week, and I said, honestly, I don't know. I don't know what the number is. It's 888-something or other.
520-9710. We are live. If you have any questions, are we going to do fillers today?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll talk about fillers today.
Maybe.
So, let's, go back to this, but actually, let me just also tell, the people that are listening that there's a website, my website, that is expertliposuction.com. Excuse me. Expertliposuction.com. And there's a lot of very good information on there. I really tried to make it very educational in terms of the background of liposuction, the different approaches to liposuction, and my specific philosophy and approach. And like I've said, there's a part of it called area by area, where I go into all the different techniques and fine points of getting the best result in each area that I do of the body, and it's and also the pitfalls and mistakes that, that many people make in terms of doing those areas. Okay, so the last, actually this is myth number four, the fat goes to other areas. And this is another very common myth. A friend of mine had liposuction done, a patient will say, and they started getting fat in their arms. They started getting fat in weird ways. And that is, again, a partial myth. That can definitely happen, but it's happening because the surgeon is not properly evaluating the patient completely and targeting disproportionate areas. And what that surgeon is doing, if a person is getting fat in weird ways after liposuction, it's as simple as the surgeon has thrown the person out of proportion.
Right.
And many times it's permanent. And I do a lot of revision work, and you can improve things, but sometimes the disproportion that has been created is so great it can be very difficult to permanently fix. And that and the surgeon has done that that patient a permanent disservice.
You know, I was looking at a guy I met about a week ago, and I would have never, ever guessed that he was in shape. I had met him out. He was wearing a really nice outfit. He was thin, but I would never guess he was in shape because he had this disproportionate chin, like the fat hanging underneath the chin. Young
right.
guy,
right.
but he had this like kind of heavier chin. And then he started talking about how he runs marathons and how I'm like, there's no way. And he was actually ripped and he had great arms. And I went, wow, I didn't know him well enough to say, hey, you should just go and get that done. It's an in and out procedure. You don't even have to go, you know, they don't have to put you out, but a
right.
little liposuction here would put you in such amazing proportion.
Yeah. Well, you know, in that area, one of the areas I call gravitationally prone. And there are a few areas in the body that time and gravity starts to affect and they drop with time.
Yeah.
And if those areas are not lipoed, early, when somebody's tone is good, it tends to get worse, and they will end up buying themselves a procedure like a facelift much earlier
right.
than if they did they had lipo done.
Yeah. Well, we have a few phone calls. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give us a call here, 888-520-9710. John in L.A., you're on with Dr. David Amron. I'm Carrie Kasem. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. Good.
Hi, John.
Well, hello.
Shoot, what's your question?
Ahead. What's your question? Yeah,
throw it at us.
Well, the question is, I've got a consult set up for this coming Friday, actually, for liposuction, and my concern is, like you were talking about just a little while ago, is disproportionate. Ever since I was a child, I basically
I think we lost him.
I think we did. Oh, there you are.
Oh, there you go.
You know what? You're on a cell. You cut out. Can you say it again? Ever since you were a child, what happened?
I've had kind of a spare tire around my midsection.
Okay.
And no matter how thin I've been, and in that case, when you do liposuction, my concern is having, I guess, you know, excess flab that's not, taken care of. I don't want to have, I guess, basically a hanging midsection after I get the fat removed.
Okay. So it sounds like you are a good candidate for liposuction, because what you're describing when you say those areas have always been full is that you have more fat tissue in those areas. One of the criteria I use to decide if somebody is a good candidate many times, besides obviously evaluation, is if they tell me an area has always been full, then it's not just about being overweight. So in your case, yes, you are a good candidate. And if those areas are brought down properly, it will actually balance you out, like I was mentioning. But I think what you're referring to is you're concerned that the skin tone and muscle tone is going to get worse after liposuction. And it actually, if it's done properly and the surgeon knows how to achieve this, it will get tighter. And it gets tighter for two reasons. First of all, you're removing the fat in the area that's causing it to sag down more. Secondly, the way at least I go about doing this procedure is I sort of rasp the skin from underneath in a very controlled way and create a sheet of connective tissue that lifts and tightens the area up. And it not only in the short term makes it tighter, but it actually helps in the long term in terms of being preventative of that muscle and skin getting looser. So it actually is better to do liposuction now and get it done properly and have the skin tighten up, because it will stay tightened up. So I wouldn't worry about that as long as it's done properly.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the call, okay? I mean, hopefully not only it clarified things for you, but other listeners out there.
But also to make sure that, you know, the person that you're going to for liposuction really is an expert in that area, not just, you know, a plastic surgeon that does a bunch of things. Make sure they really know what they're doing concerning liposuction.
Yeah, thank you for the advice.
Okay.
Thanks. You, John.
All right. Bye-bye.
So we'll take a break, right?
We have to take a break.
Time.
And we have a few phone calls. It's a quick break. Please hold through that. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can call us here at 888-520-9710. But there's also people that don't want to be on the air and don't want to ask questions, and that's fine. You can call Dr. David Amron's office right now. It's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Leave a message and the office will get right back to you. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Not to give in.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And remember, check out Dr. David Amron's Body Talk 12 to 1 every Sunday right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
All right, you've got an internet connection, which means you've got your very own restaurant connection. So train your fingers to type up yourrestaurantconnection.com at the first signs of hunger. Yourrestaurantconnection.com can hook you up with Zagat preferred restaurants along with other great choices. Plus, you can get menus and online reservations for restaurants throughout SoCal and even Las Vegas. Remember, it's yourrestaurantconnection.com, powered by the LA Weekly and the Word Chefs, right here at 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Eastwood Insurance Services has something in common with you. How can you and a car insurance agency have anything in common? Simple. Like you, Eastwood always tries to do the right thing. That means offering flexible down payment options that make it easy to get insured and low, low rates that make it easy to stay insured. It means not charging hidden fees to customers who rely on them. While other insurance agencies may quote a low price, they'll surprise customers with broker fees that can double or even triple the down payment and increase rates up to 20%. At Eastwood, the low price they quote you is the low price you'll pay. Why would an auto insurance agency do such a thing? The same reason you would, because it's the right thing to do. Find out for yourself. Call 1-800-468-LESS, that's L-E-S-S, for a free price quote from Eastwood, and let them start doing the right thing for you today.
Eastwood Insurance Services, affordable coverage with personal service. Call them at 800-468-5377.
Welcome, Mainlander, to Island's Fine Burgers and Drinks, simple stories about modern life. Storyteller?
Mainlander always wondered why they called it Island's Fine Burgers and Drinks. Then one day, Blue Nami Burgers began calling to him. How about a fresh ground beef patty, Mainlander, smothered in crumbled blue cheese and red onions? And Mai Tais teased, wouldn't a cold fruit-filled umbrella drink sound good right about now? Wouldn't it, Mainlander? Mainlander, 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 Mainlander? Till eventually Mainlander screamed, fine, burgers and drinks, you win, I'll go to Islands. Now, Mainlander knows.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, storyteller, if you say so. When burgers and drinks start talking to you, just take a few deep breaths and then head to Islands. It's that simple. Islands, fine burgers and drinks. Oh, I get it now, storyteller. Very clever. Mainlanders, welcome.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? Or because you haven't made employee payroll deposits? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Effectuare, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. See how quickly it can all be taken care of. Just call 1-800-900-1206. Effectuare is staffed by professionals, many of whom have actually worked for the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. Depending on your circumstances, it may be possible to drastically reduce your tax debt. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-900-1206. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Effectuare right now. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-900-1206. That's 1-800-900-1206.
The South Bay's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem. We're here every single week from 12 to 1 taking your liposuction questions. We've taken other questions as well, but today we are really focusing on liposuction because liposuction is the only cosmetic surgery that Dr. David Amron does, and he is the absolute best at it. He is a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, fellow of the American Society of Liposuction Surgery. I mean, you have so many accolades. I could really go over them forever, but I think people would just turn off because it would take an hour to get through everything.
And we have a lot of callers.
We do have a lot of callers. And if you do want to check out what Dr. David Amron does, how he does surgery, he actually has video on expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. And he goes over every single area of the body. So if you are looking at, you know, your chin, your arms, your stomach, your thighs, if you're a man and you have too much breast tissue, take a look at expertliposuction.com. He will go, I mean, you are so thorough on that website about your approach and what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So listen, there's a caller during the break who we discussed approaching liposuction of the arms and flabby arms. And there's another caller coming up after this next caller who has the same question. So please be patient. I know you want to hear my answer to your question about liposuction of the arms, but I'm going to answer about 3 or 4 minutes when we take the second caller. So go ahead and jump in with
right
the first
caller. Right now we're going to take Mike in Cerritos. Mike, you're on with Dr. David Amron. What's your question?
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Hi, Mike.
Listen, I've been thinking about liposuction around my midsection. I'm 47 years old now, and it just seems like no matter how much I diet, no matter how much I run and exercise, I just can't get rid of this stuff around the sides and the waistline. Mm-hmm. My question is I've been diagnosed with something called neurofibroma, which is a fatty tumor, and I have these in my waist. Probably about 5 or 6 different places. They're anywhere from dime size to nickel size, just round fat blobs. I don't know, tumors, they call them. If I were to get liposuction, would those actually be removed as well? Or is there an issue, and should those be removed surgically separately?
Well, yeah, this comes up every now and then. I mean, typically it comes with people that have a lot of what's called lipomas. And let me ask you, these what's called neurofibromas, how were they diagnosed? Was one biopsied?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've had them removed before.
Okay. So
I've had about 10 of them removed, actually.
Okay. All right. You know, lipo is probably not going to, the neurofibromas, get rid of those. Many times if there's lipomas, especially actually larger lipomas, lipo will get rid of those. And I do it in a certain way to break up the lipoma, and that way a person does not have to have a small excision in the area. But the neurofibromas are a little bit firmer, and they're going to tend to scoot around how I'm liposuctioning it. And it really is better, most likely, to just have make a small incision. And it's such a quick and easy thing to do. You make a little tiny incision, about a quarter or half an inch, pop it out, put a few stitches in. And each one takes about 5 or 10 minutes to do. So I would say generally don't count on the liposuction to approach those neurofibromas. That can just be done under local anesthesia separately. But it sounds like you're a very good candidate for liposuction. I think that it's good that you're open to looking to getting that done.
Let me ask you a question, though, because I haven't heard of this, Mike, yet. We haven't talked about this yet. Would you do that? Would you take out those tumors and then go in and liposuction right at the same time?
You know, I'd really prefer to do it separately in that case. I wouldn't want to lipo that whole area properly and completely and at the same time do an excisional surgery in those areas. I would either do it before or after. And either way, it doesn't really matter. I would wait maybe 3 weeks after and just get those things removed. It's very easy to do.
Is that something that you do?
I do. I'm a derm surgeon. So my practice is mostly liposuction. That's the only major cosmetic surgery I do, as Carrie keeps saying. But I do some other stuff, and I'm very good at it. I do a lot of, I do some skin cancer surgery, I do a lot of Botox and fillers, and I do a lot of excisional surgery. And with the type of thing that you have, it's generally better done by a derm surgeon. So absolutely, it's a very quick and easy thing to do under local anesthesia.
Yeah, I wish that the last time they did it, they used local, but they actually put me out because I had somebody removed.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think it's unnecessary to really be put out. I mean, I can remove.
I do too, because I've actually removed a couple myself in my arm.
Uh huh.
What technique
do you use, Mike?
I don't know.
Don't tell people they're
going to
do it.
A razor blade and alcohol.
Ambisol.
Wow.
Gum numbing.
Wow.
Hey, were you in the military?
That's
at all?
Gutsy.
No.
Sounds like something random.
I can never imagine doing. I hate things done to me, quite honestly, but I could never imagine doing that. But listen, Mike, why don't you come in and see me? I'll give you my honest opinion. Are you a good candidate for lipo? We'll talk about my whole approach to it. And in terms of removing those, absolutely very easy to do under local anesthesia. Each one takes about 5 or 10 minutes to do.
And Mike, it's a complimentary consult as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks. Bye-bye. If you have any questions and you want to take your questions off the air and call Dr. David Amron's office, just go to 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Leave a message and the office will call you right back. Jennifer in Pasadena, you're on with Dr. David Amron. What's your question?
Hi, I was just calling about the excess, I'm thinking it's flab around my arm. Whenever I stick my arm out, you get that kind of flab. You can push it and it swings and whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's just excess fat or mm-hmm. what exactly it is. And how is it determined if it's fat or not? Do you guys do some kind of sonogram or something to tell?
That's really not necessary. It's really a clinical examination. So by properly feeling the area, I can tell and feel the thickness of the fat layer. But it sounds it's a little bit, you know, more than it sounds. I mean, you can't just grab the area and shake it around, which is what everybody does, and label it as fat. As I always say, there's fat and then there's flab. And most of the time, there's a little bit of both going on. So the arms are an area on my website I call gravitationally prone, and it tends to drop and get flabbier with time. And that's why it is really so good to get liposuction done there, because not only in the short term are you removing the fat, but you're also reducing the weight of the fat on the skin that's causing it to drag down and get flabbier. And if it's done properly and correctly, and this has very much to do with technique, I create a layer of connective tissue in the fat that helps to lift and tighten up the skin. And actually, so one of the misperceptions is that lipo makes your skin looser. It actually doesn't. If it's done properly, it makes your skin tighter. However, if there is too much loss of elasticity, and typically it's as women really get on in years, in their 50s or 60s, sometimes liposuction is not the way to approach it because it can make the skin tone worse. So how old are you?
I'm 31.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
So I would strongly encourage you to get lipo done, because if you don't, it will drop and get worse. And in your case, not only in the short term, it's going to look much, much better, but it's going to be preventative. And most likely, if you're noticing fullness now, that is mostly fat. So,
okay.
You know, Carrie.
Jennifer, I did it, and I never was heavy ever, but my whole family is prone to the bigger arms. You know, the Lebanese side of my family has these big arms, and my body has always been, you know, pretty thin. So he went in there and hardly removed anything, but what it did by just going in there and kind of scraping up that area tightened my skin up. And it was, I mean, a major improvement. So that was something that I was very happy with.
Jennifer, you should go to my website, expertliposuction.com, and there's a part of it called Area by Area. And I go through my whole approach to arms, my philosophy about arms. And arms are a wonderful area to do, especially when you're younger. I mean, I've done women's arms up to the age of 76, who happen to have very good tone. But definitely when you're younger, it's a good time to do it. But it has to be done properly and with the right technique and evaluation.
Yeah, you don't want to look, and I've seen this with a few of my girlfriends, on their arms and on their stomach. You can see, actually, when the sun hits it, I don't know if you've seen this before, but where they have liposuction, like these stripy kind of areas in the fat, and I never wanted to look like that, because, I mean, I have so many girlfriends who've had bad liposuction, and he said, you absolutely won't. He's right. It looks, they're so, my boyfriend now, he's like, your arms are so sexy. They're so nice. And I've never felt that way. So I'm very happy with it and the results.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I'm concerned about, too, is just that.
Well, that's actually, you know, today I'm talking about the top five myths of liposuction. There's actually myth number five, which I haven't yet gotten to in terms of that lipo causes indentations and rippling. I think the main fear that people have about getting liposuction or really any cosmetic surgery is a bad result. And certainly, I mean, that's a very concerning thing. And that's why it's important to find somebody who really focuses and specializes in this procedure, has proper sensitivity in terms of their evaluation, is honest about it, and then knows how to get the best result with things and nail it the first time.
How long does it take to heal that kind of area? I'm getting married in October, and if I was to do something like that, because I would like to wear strapless dress.
Can I answer,
yeah,
Dr. Kiesel?
Absolutely. Okay. No, I was just going to say for me, but yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
So, quite quickly, the way I do this under local, you get very little bleeding, which means very little bruising. You walk at half an hour later feeling great. You take a tomb walk the next day. You wear a garment for 10 days, 24 hours a day, which you just wear some looser clothing on top of. 12 hours a day at nighttime, you wear the garment for another 10 days. Three weeks after the surgery, the area is looking much better than before the surgery. However, that's not your final result. That will take a few months, most likely. At about the three-month point, you'll have about 85 to 90% of your final result, and it will slowly even improve after that, over the subsequent 6 to 9 months after that. But to answer your question, I mean, if you've got months before your wedding, you're fine. I mean, just do it like a month or two before, or longer, okay?
And what about exercise? How soon after could you, like, exercise, do arm exercises?
I went back to work the next day, and I was in the gym the next week. So.
My answer to that is whatever feels okay. I know it sounds strange, but I actually believe in activity afterwards. I think in many ways it helps to promote healing. I did a woman this last season who went snowboarding 2 days after I did liposuction of her arms. She felt fine. I know it seems strange, but I've got no problem with it. But if an area is hurting you after you're sore, I mean, I would just wait until the soreness subsides in about a week or two and get back to the gym, because all you'll do is just cause a little bit more swelling, although you will not hurt the results.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks
you
for
too.
Your questions.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can call his office, and his office will get right back to you. The number is 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And coming up, we have a testimonial. I know Elizabeth wanted to get on the air. And Elizabeth, hold on. We're going to take you right after the break. But she called you and she said, I want to get on the air and talk about this. She called me. Yeah. She's like, give me the number. I have to get on the air with you. So I'm very excited to hear what she has to say. And then we'll take the rest of your phone calls when we come back from break. Once again, Dr. David Amron's number, 310-275-2467. If you call now, it's a complimentary consultation. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
97.1, KLSX, Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And remember, check out Dr. David Amron's Body Talk 12 to 1 every Sunday right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
How do you spread the word? Send your message. How do you let people know about you, your business, what you have to offer? If you want to know the best way to reach your customers and grow your business, consider this. Almost 40% of the country doesn't get local cable TV. Less than 50% of adults will open a paper today. But each week, over 90% of people over the age of 12 listen to the radio. How are you going to send your message? At CBS Radio, we're doing more to help advertisers reach their audience than ever before. With over 140 of the nation's hottest stations on air and online, CBS Radio is the best way to reach your target audience and take your business to another level. CBS Radio. How far will you go?
Maximize your business in 2008 by getting on board 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station. Call our sales manager, Dave Severino, at 323-930-7350 and make 2008 the year you finally put radio to work for you.
Attention all homeowners and home improvement specialists. Surfaces USA is having a grand inventory liquidation sale for 3 days only. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, over $3 million of material like granite, marble, travertine, limestone, porcelain, and ceramic will be liquidated and ready to go. And for the first time ever, they've decided to open this liquidation sale to the public. This is not a regular retailer having just another sale. No! They are the Western United States' largest natural stone wholesalers, liquidating wholesale prices. For example, 16 by 16 travertine stone tiles starting at $2.19 a square foot, 18 by 18 limestone tiles starting at $1.85 a square foot, granite counter slab starting at $4.95 a square foot, 18 by 18 porcelain starting at $1.29 a square foot, ceramic starting at 65 cents a square foot. And if that's not enough, they're offering a zero down, no interest, no payment for 18 months. Whatever it takes, $3 million of inventory must go. This huge inventory liquidation will be held at Surfaces USA, 11501 Hart Street in North Hollywood. Call for more details, 818-765-2550. That's 818-765-2550. Also available in Oxnard and Santa Clarita.
Tax-free passive income sounds good, doesn't it? Well, Jason Hartman and Platinum Properties Investor Network can help you achieve wealth with innovative new investing solutions that work in today's market. Jason's Platinum team helps people invest in growing markets nationwide. They research the best areas, negotiate with sellers, pre-screen property managers, and have unique financing solutions. Platinum Properties Investor Network is the complete solution for real estate investors. Call Jason's team right now at 888-870-5544 to register for their next educational event. Or you can just go to jasonhartman.com to get your free Creating Wealth CD. That's 888-870-5544. 888-870-5544. And get your free Creating Wealth CD at jasonhartman.com.
Attend the next seminar, Creating Wealth 202, on Saturday, April 12th at 9:30 a.m. in Costa Mesa. To register, call 888-870-5544.
Hey, I'm going to AM/PM. What do you want?
I'll take two hot dogs, king-size M&Ms, a newspaper, four bags of Doritos, a disposable camera, chewing gum, a cup of coffee, and some beef jerky.
It's not a bit much.
A bit much? A bit much like the swimsuit edition or the twist-off beer cap. Ooh, or do you mean a bit much like a private jet? And when you say much, do you mean like it's a bit much when I can't decide between Maui or Jamaica for my vacation home? I'm just trying to figure this out. I think a bit much sounds pretty good. In fact, go ahead and add some nachos. Let's make it a lot much.
All right. I was just asking.
At AM/PM, you can never have too much good stuff. Start living large with a pepper jack cheese sausage dog for just $1.29. AM/PM, too much good stuff.
At participating stores for a limited time. While supplies last, prices may vary.
My HD radio is just about the coolest thing I could put in my car. Now, why do I say just about the coolest thing when it's got all these new extra stations for free? Why do I say just about the coolest thing I could put in my car? Two words, my friend. Ejector seat.
If you're shopping for a BMW or simply a new car radio, ask for HD Radio. 100% free HD Radio at HDRadio.com. It's time to upgrade.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Bye-bye. Nice. Nice. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk.
I like it.
Isn't it beautiful?
I like it for Sunday around lunchtime.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's like a blues talk show. Doesn't like
it's
House
so
of Blues
sexy.
Has a blues gospel brunch?
They do. And
they do.
Spinning classes. They did this with a spinning class where the whole gospel choir is singing and you're spinning and then afterward you eat. It was phenomenal.
Now, that is Gilbert,
yes.
Our sound guy. Looking right at this. Gilbert sounds great. It really does.
Otherwise known as Catfish, and you can find him. Actually, you can find all of his music at myspace.com/LosAngelesCatfish.
Nice plug.
I had to. It's beautiful. Look at that.
That sounds great, Gilbert. It really does. I listened to your CD on the way home last week in the car. Sounded really good. Very nice. Now, were those originals, those songs, most of them?
They were mostly covers.
Mostly covers.
Yeah, but that was original, and that was for our show. Oh,
very
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very tasteful.
Isn't that wonderful? So when are you going to do an opening? We have a couple phone calls we want to get to, but you are a musician. A lot of people don't know this. We don't talk about the other things that you do. You're a phenomenal musician, and I know that I've walked into your house, and your studio is bigger than some people's houses. I mean, you have 50 guitars, and you're a phenomenal musician and singer. So when are you going to do an opening for this show?
Well, I just moved, and I'm getting set up with things. Let me get my guitars tuned up, and I will we'll do it sometime.
Okay, good.
We'll play some blues with Gilbert.
All right. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron concerning liposuction, any questions at all, even if you disagree with it.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's fine.
I don't think we've had one person call and disagree with what I'm saying, and I guess that's good, but you know, I kind of want to stir things up a little bit. I was hoping to do that in terms of speaking out very strongly about a lot of this stuff, a lot of these other procedures that have entered the marketplace.
Right, and we did have a few phone calls that were concerning LipoZap and like all these different, and every week we go over some of the myths about the new forms of liposuction and the mesotherapy in this,
right.
And we will definitely do that, and we are here every single week from 12 to 1, so if we don't get it in this show, we will next week probably talk about
well,
that.
The theme I try to drive home is don't choose a technology or a machine, choose a good doctor, and go back to the basics of finding a doctor to guide you through things. It's not about, especially liposuction, about what technique or tool you're necessarily using. It's about the skills and judgment of the person doing it. It's like a good haircut, like I've said. It's not about the scissors. It's about the artistry of the person doing the procedure. And life was very much that way.
Very true. And we are live. And if you have any questions, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Elizabeth, we finally got you on. You there?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Dr. Amron. I'm so glad to be able to call in.
Thank you. Can I just prep you know, yes. People why you're calling?
Yes.
Elizabeth is a patient of mine who knows I'm doing this show and was basically, I'll be just blunt, dying to get on and
yes.
Say how wonderful things are. And
well,
I really appreciate
that.
That
for you. I love it.
I know.
Like,
I really appreciate that. Because
he does that for me, too.
Yeah.
Let her talk.
Go ahead.
You're so cute.
No, it's true. I really asked. I really wanted to come on because I know that Dr. Amron is an acclaimed lipo surgeon. And I just wanted to point out that, I mean, as a patient of yours, Dr. Amron, for seeking a dermatologist, I just think you're a brilliant dermatologist. My skin has just never looked better, and a lot of it is the different kinds of procedures that you do. And I know you mentioned that one of the other callers was talking about excisional surgeries, and it just made me think of the milia that I get. I get these little I don't know if people...
white, hard things in
white,
the skin.
White, hard things
yes.
around my eye. I get them on the eyelid. I get them underneath the eye. And mostly mine are on the eyelid. Mm-hmm. And people can get them under their eyes, too. And Dr. Amron, always, he just gets them right out. And
well, I'm brilliant with those milia, I got to tell you.
I've
it's a real specialty of mine.
So
thank you, Elizabeth. But yeah... you know, it's not brain surgery. I guess there's a certain artistry to it.
But you are good at what you do. And really, I mean, it's very true. You make people feel very comfortable.
You.
You're very honest with them. If you can't do something for them, you'll tell them that
That's
as
true.
Well. You don't just take their money and say, hey, I'm going to fix this. Right. He is very good, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
and I know he's a little too humble here.
Right.
No, really. And I'm not surprised at all that to find out just that Carrie was just saying that you're a musician, because I can see that just obviously reveals the artist in you, and that it's really what you are, because, you know, not just the Botox, but particularly, you know, and I obviously, you do my Botox, and I never have any numbing cream or anything, and mm-hmm. there's never any bruising, and it's because of, you know, your technique with the needle, and that's really attributable to how, you know, great of, you know, your you're really brilliant.
You know, I never thought about that, Elizabeth. The fact that you do, because he's such an artist with his liposuction. I mean, he looks at everybody like a piece of art. And I never thought about that, how that transcends into his music ability.
Yeah,
he is an artist.
He was a musician. That's my God, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because that just shows that, you know, he is an artist. And it does bleed into all other, you know, aspects of just who he is and why he's capable of doing what he does.
Have you let him do any filler on you? Because he's phenomenal with that. And
that's really what I wanted to talk about, was the fact that, you know, it is a sculpting of sorts. And with the needle and with the filler, and the Juvederm particularly is the one I use and that Dr. Amron uses on me, and has even been able to correct an asymmetry on my cheekbones, just because he fills in the under eye area, which just, you know, you can never get rid of those dark circles.
Yep.
You can cover them up, but, you know, I don't always want to wear makeup when I'm running around.
He did that for me, too, and it really made a huge difference in my face, and, like, the troughs under the eyes gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Thank you. You know, I do take pride in that. I mean, the Millie I wasn't, you know, loving so much, but
it makes it, you know what though, because it's a subtle difference, but it makes my eye makeup, my eyeshadow goes on very smooth because those milia bumps are gone. It's a big
Thank
deal.
You. It's all about making people happy and providing a good service.
I'm
happy. But the fillers, I got to tell you, I do take a lot of pride in, because I think there's a lot of artistry and creativity and good judgment and good technique that's involved with doing fillers very, very well.
Tremendous.
And I love doing fillers, and I love doing that area, particularly in the lower eyelid area and upper medial cheek area, to create the proper type of fullness in the area.
Can you explain what a filler is? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, Elizabeth, we got a few phone calls, but we adore you. And will you come back on sometime soon?
Absolutely. I just wanted to really mention even once that I had actually gotten a filler done, and I went to Dr. Amron, and he kind of like corrected it, and he actually had to inject to, you know, just dissolve what had been done improperly. And of course, he's been my dermatologist since, and he's fixed everything for me and just does a beautiful job, and I just really had to say that.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I very much appreciate that.
Yeah.
There we go. Thanks, Gilbert.
That's our first sound effect.
That is. All right, Elizabeth. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Gabe. Take care.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye, Dr. Amron. Bye,
Elizabeth.
Bye. Oh, what a sweetheart. No, but you know, a lot of people don't understand what fillers are. Can you give a little brief overview on that?
Okay, very quickly. Fillers are basically things to fill areas. And they're used to primarily treat gravitational changes and loss of fullness in the face as we age. Because the face not only drops a little bit, but also deflates. And many times the cheek will start to drop and come off the lower eyelid and create a trough in the area. Or also the smile lines are a common area done. And fillers lift those areas up. Of course, it's also done in the lips, and that's actually one of the most enjoyable procedures, is to do lips with fillers and do them really, really well. Because if it's done well, you never know it's done. It looks extremely natural.
Right. And the people that you have done lips on, including myself, nobody ever tells that you've done it. And you see these awful lip jobs where they look like ducks and the bumpy lips. I mean, it's terrible. And everybody that you've done, nobody can tell that they've had their lips done. Nobody.
I think lips are one of the most commonly poorly done procedures. I think when it's done poorly, it stands out as being done. And when it's done really well, you never know. Let's take one more caller.
Yeah, we do. Estelle, we're going to take Estelle in Norwalk. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, call his office and his staff will get right back to you. It's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. If you want the best, you've got to call him for liposuction, dermatology, fillers, Botox. He's phenomenal, and that's why I really wanted you to do the show for years, and you have, and you give correct information, and you're not going to do something on somebody just because you're going to make a buck off of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, Estelle in Norwalk, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Estelle.
I have this question. I had a lower tummy tuck, which from the belly button down, and it left a lot of a larger area near the Mons area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, would liposuction take care of that?
Most likely, yes. I commonly deal with this where either somebody's had a tummy tuck or a cesarean section that has a scar that is pulled back. Scars tend to retract. And in that area, you will get a linear pullback of the tissue. And by doing lipo, either above or below that area, you can flatten it out. With a tummy tuck, I assume that it's essentially flat above the scar. Your problem is below the scar, the Mons area of the pubis, and lipo can tend to flatten it out. You want to be conservative then in that area and just bring it down, but almost always a lipo will improve it. Some of that fullness is caused by the muscle in the area that's a little bit flabby, but lipo alone almost always improves it greatly.
Okay. Well, great. That's what I really...
Okay, and then that procedure takes about 15 or 20 minutes under local anesthesia, and it's very safe and very easy recovery.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Estelle.
Thanks, Estelle.
Once again, we never got to everything on my list because
we
had so many
good
callers.
You want to do the last one?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think I do, actually, because the last one is I want to say a lot about this last myth. Which is causing indentations and rippling and a bad result. I want to talk a lot about that, and then we don't have enough time. So next week, we'll finish up with the last of what I call the top five myths of liposuction, and then transition into the top five liposuction mistakes. Why is there such a lot of bad results out there? And try to demystify this area, because when I look at a bad result, I always know why it's a bad result. I can always tell why either the surgeon's throwing somebody out of proportion or why there are irregularities in terms of the approach. And sometimes it's as simple as they've approached the area from the wrong direction. Their incisions are not placed properly. So we'll talk about all these different things. But let me just finish up by saying, for those of you that are listening, try to go on the website, expertliposuction.com. There's a lot of information on the website. I really like people to educate themselves. If you're thinking about coming in for a consult, read through the website first. Read as much as you can first. It really helps to educate yourself and to try to choose the right person for this procedure. Like I've said before, people with cosmetic surgery nowadays, I find, are getting very impulsive, and some procedures being very aggressively marketed, it strikes a chord in them and they jump and go get it done. They spend more time researching what cell phone to buy and what flat panel television than choosing the right cosmetic surgeon. So at least educate yourself, go on the website and start to learn about this procedure.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions for Dr. Amron himself, you can call his office, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. If you know anybody who's getting liposuction, if you yourself are considering it, tune in every week. We're here from 12 to 1 live. Ask your questions. A lot of times, it costs a lot of money for a consult. Dr. David Amron right now has complimentary consults, and you've got this show to call in and ask any question you want for absolutely free. So you can give us a call next week, or you can call his office this week. 310-275-2467. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And remember, check out Dr. David Amron's Body Talk 12 to 1 every Sunday right here on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
It's time for you to plop that D-minus butt down next to some excellence. That's right. This July, you could be sitting right next to Adam Carolla at a Dodger game. Here's how you do it. Fly down to the Rockin' Taco in downtown Fullerton off Harbor Boulevard in Commonwealth from 1 to 3 this afternoon. Leo Quinones and the Lycats are going to be there signing you up for a chance to breathe the same air as Adam Carolla at a Dodger game. This chance at some personalized Ask Kiss Rodeo is powered by the Brown Nosers right here at 97.1, Fullerton's FM Talk Station.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-500-0898.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-500-0898. 1-800-500-0898. That's 1-800-500-0898.
The world's finest race cars will power through Long Beach April 18th through the 20th in an event that's become one of the premier racing spectacles in the world. It's the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. See an international field of world-class drivers in the Champ Car World Series. Plus, you'll enjoy entertainment and sports celebs competing the Speed World Challenge GT and the American Le Mans Series. And who's the official pain reliever for the 2008 Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach? Salon Paws. You know Salon Paws? Now they have a new line of pain relievers available in air spray and fast-acting patches that deliver fast and sustained relief to tired and aching muscles. Remember, when you think fast cars, think the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 18th through the 20th. And when you think of fast-acting pain relief, think Salon Paws, the official external pain reliever of the 2008 Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. Salon Paws is available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S